This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Dana Schnazy. Voter turnout has been heavy in portions of Missouri this morning, according to the Secretary of State's office. Spokesman Stacy Temple says those who haven't voted yet should expect more long lines as more people get off work.
Make sure that you take the proper voting identification with you, which is the same as it has been for previous elections. So that's a voter ID card or a driver's license, a student ID, or a bank statement.
Temple also says to make sure you know where your precinct is located before you leave and to make sure you're in line by 7 p.m. when polls close in Missouri. As Columbia voters went to the polls today, many volunteers helped to keep the process moving along. Although voting did not open until 6 this morning, volunteer Sasha Bunton says she started setting up at the Bethel Baptist Church polling place at 4:30 a.m. She says those in the precinct she's working at weren't as gloomy as the weather.
Everybody's in a good mood. Like, seriously, I'm not. Someone's coming here cranky, and everybody seems like they know what they want, and they know who they're voting for, so it's actually been quite fun.
Polls, again, close at 7 p.m. Delta Airlines declined a $3 million revenue guarantee offered by the City of Columbia that would have ensured the airline would continue to provide flights in and out of the regional airport, the Columbia Daily Tribune reports. In fact, Delta plans to exit the Columbia market. The Tribune also reports the offer was a repercussion of a recent revenue guarantee deal between Columbia and American Airlines. This deal offered incentives to American Airlines, ones that Delta did not receive, causing tension between the city and Delta. Missouri volunteers were quick to help in the midst of Hurricane Sandy. KBIA's Julie Fine reports about one group that is about to head home.
Missouri Task Force 1 deployed on October 29th with 100,000 pounds of equipment. The crew initially left for Herndon, Virginia, but was diverted to New Jersey. The Federal Emergency Management Agency deploys task forces to national emergencies. Gail Blumenkamp, Bureau Director at the Boone County Fire Protection District, says the team included a range of volunteers from across the state.
We have physicians, surgeons, we have structural engineers, firefighters, emergency response personnel, all types of people from all different walks of life create this FEMA Urban Search and Rescue Task Force that is based right here in Boone County.
The team made contact with 4,195 homes while covering 34 miles of streets. After spending more than a week on the East Coast, the team is scheduled to arrive back home early Wednesday morning. Julie Fine, KBIA News.
The City of Columbia announced today that Delta Airlines is exiting the Columbia Regional Airport market. The decision came after the city offered Delta Airlines a $3 million agreement that included two daily flights to Atlanta, an advertising component, and no landing fees. Mayor Bob McDavid says although the airport has lost Delta, the addition of American Airlines and Frontier Airlines will increase the amount of passengers Columbia has by 44%.
So I'm disappointed that they've declined our incentive package and revenue guarantee, and I'm disappointed that Delta will discontinue service to Columbia in mid-February.
Delta reported losses of $900,000 last year in the Columbia market. For KBIA News, I'm Dana Schnazy.
And you're listening to KBIA 91.3 FM, your NPR station. Support for KBIA comes from Shakespeare South. Now open at 3911 Peachtree Drive behind Sophia's off South Providence, offering party and meeting rooms featuring a full bar and AV hookups. Seating for groups from 15 to 150. Details available at shakespeares.com. And join us for Lunch with Mozart every Monday at noon, sponsored by the Paul D. Higday Mozart Trust. The trust was established by Mr. Higday as a perpetual gift to the people of Columbia. Get information about Mr. Higday, the trust, and the special events it provides at their website, higdaymozarttrust.org. And tune into KBIA this evening for live election coverage beginning at 7 p.m. As soon as the polls close, we'll have news and analysis from Washington and right here in Mid-Missouri.